You are at a panel on the future of HL7, and I am Don Detmer, and I frankly had very little to do with organizing this panel, but I'm delighted to be moderating it. Barry Smith organized it, and we have, I think, a parade of very capable stars to address this along with you. And Werner Kusters, Chris Shute, Charlie Mead will be speaking. I think in some respects they don't need an introduction, but I'll give you a very brief introduction. Barry Smith is Julian Park Distinguished Professor of Philosophy in the Department of Buffalo at the University and Director of the Institute for Formal Ontology and Medical Information Science in Saarbrücken, Germany. His research interest is ontology and its applications in biomedicine and biomedical informatics, including electronic health records. Werner Kusters is studied medicine, neuropsychiatry, informatics, and knowledge engineering, and has directed a number of international research projects in medical natural language processing. He's professor of health sciences and director of the Ontology Research Group, Center of Excellence in Bioinformatics and Health and Life Sciences, University of Buffalo. Charlie Mead's been involved with HL7 for over a decade. He's served on the board of directors, is currently the methodology and modeling facilitator for the Regulated Clinical Information Management, RC RIM, technical group. He's now works for Booz Allen Hamilton, providing CTO level support for the National Center Institute, CA Big, CRICS, and CTWS projects. And Chris Shute is professor of medical informatics and associate professor of epidemiology at the Mayo Medical School in Rochester. He's vice chair of the ANSI Health Information Standards Board, chair-elect of the U.S. delegation to the ISO TC215 for health informatics, and co-chair of HL7 Terminology Committee, and a past member of the NIH Medical Informatics Study Section. To very briefly set the stage for this, and then I'll just turn it over to Barry to carry it through the group, and then we will moderate this after, as Barry prefers, after we've had our presentations. I do want to set the stage, interestingly enough, with a story that I started actually when I introduced Dan Macy's this morning. I don't know if any of you were there. But it's a good story because I think it actually has some a different twist than I presented it there. But in a way, it's a story that apparently this gentleman actually contracted with Pablo Picasso to do a portrait of his wife. This was during Picasso's Cubist period. And when the gentleman came back and took a look at this rendering of his wife's portrait, he was quite taken aback, and he reached into his wallet and he took out a photograph of his wife, and he says, "That doesn't look like my wife. This is my wife." And he points to that, and Picasso looked at it briefly and says, "Small, isn't she?" Anyway, I think what we are about here is representing reality somehow. And these are different representations of reality that we're talking about. I actually don't pretend to know how to do the kind of work that probably most all of you in this room are good at, but there's no question it takes a very interesting admixture, I think, of personality, patience, and intelligence to do it, and to do it well, and God knows we need it, and we need it done well. Having said that, it is fascinating, as I both have been in my work here, as well as traveling around the world as a consultant on a variety of projects. Usually at some point, HL7 comes up appropriately, and usually at some point, V3 comes up. And then an interesting kind of dialogue transpires about the prior version of V3 and a whole variety of things. And I think, in fact, this is a very good topic, mostly because I think I'm going to learn quite a bit, and hopefully all of us will learn quite a bit. Because there's no question the task is hugely relevant and important. In fact, seeing Stan Huff in the audience, Ahima and Amy have been working on a project that's actually on our website today for the first time, looking at terminology and classification, and Chris Shute at the podium may, even, I don't know if you want to say a comment or two about that too, but whatever, is speaking not to this specific issue in the narrow sense, but it is saying, this is really an important issue, not just for the world, but also for our own country. And tragically, our own peculiar non-system of way of doing healthcare makes it really a challenge for us, I think, to figure out how in the world do we actually manage to this particular challenge as well. I think we clearly have the intellectual throwaway to do it, but do we have the structural capacity to also deal with how do we do this at a national level and such? That's not our topic for today. So let me, if I might, please turn the floor over to Barry Smith, and we'll get underway. Thank you for coming.
Don?
There's going to be a wiring problem, I can see.